Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to get Webster Tarpley to just pop in for one or two segments ahead of Gerald Celente, because the video we posted a couple weeks ago for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the global elite's extermination plan for the population, I forget the exact headline, it's the number one and number two videos on YouTube on their front page in the education section. And, you know, it's not enough to get a few hundred thousand views. This video needs to have millions of views exposing the eugenicist system. And Tarpley made a few points in the video, and it's getting overwhelming, you know, positive votes. People can vote dislike or like. But some people don't understand when Tarpley talks about Darwin, whether you believe in evolution or not, that's not what Tarpley's talking about. Tarpley is talking about the fact that Darwin was also a Malthusian who talked about getting rid of populations. So his view was, we're doing people a favor to kill them. That's what social Darwinism grew out of, and that is the main driving philosophy, if you had to pick one, behind the global elite and their rationale and what they're obsessed with. And a modern priest in the system is John P. Holdren. So I'll recap that and bring Tarpley up in the next segment. Right now, I'm going to actually pull up for myself. There it is. The Elite's Plan for Global Extermination Exposed by Dr. Webster Tarpley. It's an hour-long special report and the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, I've done 2 hours here and have not plugged sponsors and have not plugged Infowars.com and the online video bookstore. And if you believe in what we're doing, folks, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get a Discover the Spirit of 1776, Infowars.com shirt. Support our sponsors, because that's how we fund this operation. And you know, I get emails from PrisonPlanet.tv members, and they say, well, Alex, most of what you have on PrisonPlanet.tv is also on YouTube. Why should we pay $5.95 a month? Well, that's the whole point. I'm not doing this to make money. If you believe in what we're doing, it's fine to drive a car that doesn't break down, to have a comfortable house. I mean, I don't mind it. But my mission is not to make money. My mission is to build this operation, to launch more and more TV programs, to make more films, to hire more people, to effectively confront the globalist. And it's your purchase of the books, the videos, the tapes, the materials that makes this radio show possible. And you get the expanded podcast, the commercial-free podcast, higher quality video. You get it first, the films first. We are going to start the TV show very soon. We beta tested it. In the next month, it should launch. That's going to be streamed live exclusively for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You'll get it in higher quality, on demand. We're revamping PrisonPlanet.tv. We've already done it once, but we're making it even better. Some of the old stuff's dead links. We're trying. And it's got the higher quality audio podcast, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's all at one spot. Expanded extras, other documentary films. We're not authorized to post at YouTube, but the owners have authorized us to post them at PrisonPlanet.tv. They are there. So much more being added. All these special reports flying all over the country. All of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can also support us again by supporting our sponsors. Webster Tarpley coming up, but it's so exciting to be winning the intellectual war. It's so exciting to be having a big effect for people to be finding out what a monster John P. Holdren is. But then I see some people, when he's quoting from Holdren's book about forced infanticide, abortion, sterilization, cutting off resources, getting rid of two-thirds of the world's population or more, to then people, the so-called scientific, you know, people that claim, I'm a scientist and there are too many people, and Tarpley says he doesn't like Darwin. Well, he's a kook. Again, it's not even about a debate dealing with evolution. The debate is dealing with Darwin's main beliefs. And then they show their ignorance when trying to claim they're smarter than Tarpley. But I've researched all this stuff, and Tarpley's dead on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got top trends forecaster Gerald Celente dealing with what he predicted a year ago, the first great war of the 21st century. Call it World War III, World War IV by any gauge. It's leading into a world war. People tend to think of third world war as thermonuclear in the Russian connotation, with the Einstein quote about, I don't know what's going to happen with World War III, but I know World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. So we'll get his take on that in the next little short segment ahead of Gerald Celente. But I wanted to get Doctor of History, he's also an economist, Tarpley on, Dr. Webster Tarpley, because a few months ago we went to D.C. We do this for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. We went to D.C., and shot an hour with him of many hours of interviews just on John P. Holdren's book and other government documents where they openly say planetary regime, global extermination. I've now got the fact that they're developing airborne Ebola. That's another report that we're going to be getting to later. Better get to it now. They're going to send a hit team over here. But the issue, this is dangerous stuff, folks. The issue here is that I wanted to have Tarpley school some people in this live radio slash TV transmission so I can then put a link up on the elite's plan for global extermination exposed by Dr. Webster Tarpley so I can put it as an addendum video for the sophist, the kooks, the so-called scientific cultist. Because they'll say, I'm a scientist, you're not, you're an idiot. And you see these guys want to be scientists or people that have a, you know, biology degree or whatever. We've interviewed hundreds of scientists exposing the global exterminism program. And they say, Tarpley is, you know, evil. Tarpley is a liar. How dare him say that Darwin was bad, when I don't even particularly know Tarpley's view on Darwinism, creationism. I don't know him to even get into religious stuff. The point is, Darwin was a neo-Malthusist or Malthusian. And in his writings, and that grew into social Darwinism, which is the main driving religion of the global elite, that it's their right to kill us, steal from us, enslave us, because it's their right to dominate. Well, that's a predatory system turned against we the people. Yes, humans are predators, but mainly builders and explorers, and we look outward. We don't feed on our own people. That is an aberrant development as civilizations got bigger. And that gets into sociology, anthropology, archaeology, but the point is, I've studied all of this, and I know what Tarpley's talking about when he gives a gestalt of, you know, look at who John P. Holder in the White House science czar likes, and he mentions the three big proto-eugenicists coming out of the Malthus school, and he calls himself a neo-Malthusian, and so Tarpley talks about Darwin and these scientists and wannabe scientists, Star Trek type fan people, you know, who is a particular cult. They then scream and say, don't talk about our God, Darwin. So I thought I'd get Tarpley to briefly explain what he's saying about Darwin and why he criticized Darwin. Because here's this book, here's all these documents, here's all these State Department memorandums, here's Tarpley giving total proof of everything he's saying. And this minority of people are throwing fits and savaging him and saying, there are too many people, and by the way, how dare you talk bad about Darwin when we're not even debating one way or the other. That's a tar baby, the theory of evolution. And the point is, it's on record that the theory of evolution was developed hundreds of years earlier in Italy, other areas under other names. Again, he was just a little, you know, royalish family that they picked to popularize it, so they're also plagiarists. And that's on record that Darwin was, again, a sophist plagiarist. So that's the issue. Look at the issue at hand. So there are a bunch of neo-Malthusians mad at Dr. Tarpley for devastatingly savaging them, and Dr. Tarpley video is number one in education on the front page of YouTube right now. It's at the Alex Jones channel. They're trying to shut down right now with red tape and violations, saying we're racist for not loving Obama. We've actually been told this and given a violation, so we may be shut down any minute. We're told if we challenge it, they may completely shut us down. So it's just incredible what's happening. But Dr. Tarpley, they're coming after you for that, and they're also saying when you say the current ecosystem would collapse without humans, they don't know about all the major studies that humans have changed the ecosystem, and that much of the ecosystem we now have is dependent on humans, and that in many cases, humans actually better their environment. They don't know your great knowledge that I've separately researched. When you give a gestalt statement, they say that is a ridiculous fraud, and that we would be better without humans being here. Better without humans. We are humans. It's this white flag running it up, saying humanity's bad, deciding we're scum, deciding we're trash to be taken out. And they, as they attack you, they show what neo-Nazis they are, so brainwashed and controlled, Dr. Tarpley, they don't even know they're Nazis.
Well, I would call a lot of these people quackademics. In other words, they're academics, but they're charlatans. And no matter how many degrees they have, they remain charlatans. What you see, of course, through between the lines of their work is a profound hatred for humanity, and I'm afraid a will to genocide. And this is now genocide on a planetary scale. It goes beyond the genocide in Central
America. These are gibbering, demonic control freaks who have not been accepted in life because they are malfunctioning, disgusting twerps, and so they turn that inner frustration outwards, looking for power and to kill.
Well, and some of them, of course, have gotten very high. Like John Holdren has now become the White House science advisor. This is a mockery and a travesty beyond belief. But what they are singing essentially is the eternal song of the oligarch. The oligarch has always got to justify why should certain selected families or financiers rule the world. What is it about them? Are they more competent or whatever it is? And they've always got to invent some kind of an ideology to say idea is you pollute, you're a threat to the polar bears, you're a threat to the snail darters, to the storks, to the penguins, and all the rest of it, and therefore you have to be exterminated. And this is a profound contempt for concrete human individuals, the vast majority thereof. Now, in terms of the theory, Malthus is without doubt the biggest crackpot and also one of the most evil influences in the 19th century. Remember that Malthus is a plagiarist. He plagiarizes from the work of John Maria Ortes, O-R-T-E-S. If you look on Tarpley.net, you can see an essay I did about this at the time, I believe, of the Rio conference back in the mid-90s. He's a plagiarist.
There's yeah, you actually have been to many of the UN conferences. You've actually worked in Rome. You've actually traveled the world. You've actually read the books. You're not just somebody that says, oh, I'm a scientist, Tarpley's a kook.
I had the honor of being thrown out of the Rome International Food Conference, the United Nations World Food Conference held at Rome in November of 1974 by the Food and Agriculture Organization. They threw me out of their conference because they said that I was asking questions.
Well, these are people looking for an excuse to kill so they can have everything for themselves, the classic mode of tyrants. But getting back, what's your view of Darwin? Because you criticized Darwin for his promotion at the
Malthus, essentially, Darwin exists within the framework established by Malthus. Now, the problem with Darwin, the main problem, and then we can talk about some of the more politically obvious ones, the big weakness of Darwin is the so-called blind watchmaker. And he expresses this by saying, when God created the universe, if he ever did, then he did it as a blind watchmaker. In other words, he didn't know what he was doing. And what he's trying to express is the idea that evolution is purely random. Now, we have to distinguish. Evolution, in my view, is absolutely true. There is evolution. There's tons of evidence for evolution, right? The fossil record, the geological record, on and on. Historical evolution also comes into play. But Darwin is a whole different kettle of fish. Divide the question of evolution from the question of the charlatan Darwin. And Darwin comes in and says, the universe is fundamentally indifferent to development. The universe doesn't care whether there's development or not. And everything that happens in the universe is purely random, purely by chance. And I would say, and many others have said, this is impossible because there is no random process that leads to the development of an eye or other forms of positive evolution. And I'm not arguing anything supernatural, nor am I arguing anything that depends on religion per se. I'm simply saying that when you look empirically at the universe, you'll see that there is a built-in tendency towards development, that we go from lower levels of energy and organization to higher levels of energy and organization. In other words, the universe is not entropic, as Darwin or others might think, but rather the opposite, I guess.
Well, my point is that I knew that you weren't even debating. You were stating that Darwin had these Malthusian views and was anti-human, anti-development, and very nasty, and was one of their big excuses for what they do. And these weak-minded people run off down the road and don't even debate you on what you really said. They build this sophistic straw man with which to attack you, and they're just so intellectually shallow while they wriggle around talking about how smart they are all day.
Yeah. Again, my argument is the universe is negentropic. The universe tends towards higher levels of energy, higher levels of organization. It is not the watch that runs down, right? Newton is in the same tradition. Newton says it's a watch that will run down unless you rewind it. No. And Darwin
it's the school of entropy. Sure, but Einstein agreed with you. He said, God, does not play dice. And now more and more genetic engineers, quantum mechanics who were atheists, they start looking into this stuff. They go, this is designed. There is order here with order building. This is not...
The word designed is a little bit charged. I would simply say there's a built-in bias towards development, the built-in tendency towards development. That is what you see empirically.
And Darwin attacks that. It's just an imperial...
Darwin negates it because he says it's a blind watchmaker. The key quote in Darwin is the blind watchmaker. This is the key to...
Stay there.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses.
Prepare now.
Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, I could talk to Tarpley all day. And the other thing that they're attacking him on the video for is saying that the current ecosystem would collapse if humans weren't here. He talks about the human-made ecosystem, and we have more forests than we had in North America 200 years ago. That's confirmed. Many areas where humans are actually is where the wildlife comes into. But these ignoramuses don't know about all those studies. Sure, there are things humans do that are bad for the Earth. But the Earth was born out of fire. It's very powerful. And the ecosystems are incredibly powerful. I am worried about some of the cross-species genetic engineering and things like that that can, you know, infect the biosphere. But the environmentalists aren't. They just want to use environmentalism as an excuse to say, we vote for the cockroaches and the cockroaches outvote you. We're taking your property. That boils it down. But Tarpley, Am I correct in what you said in that Gestalt statement about, you know, the current human design ecosystem would collapse? And you're just saying the current ecosystem. You're saying that humans have made contributions, not just things that are negative, correct?
Yeah, above all, agriculture, right? If you look at agriculture all over the world, this is whether you like it or not, and whether it's been done well or poorly or in between, agriculture is now an integral part of the world ecosystem. And human activity in general plays a role which can be negative, but it's also positive. And the point with these fanatics is that their hatred of humanity, their genocidal fury is such that they can't imagine a positive role, right? They say humanity is the cancer of the earth, mankind is a disease, has to be exterminated, don't have children. This is simply the language of hate. Now, historically, that's also what it's been. If you look at Darwin, right, this idea of the struggle for existence, this leads you directly to Friedrich Nietzsche and the will to power. Nietzsche says, basically, I'm going to go you one better, Darwin. I'm going to get to the will to power. And that takes you straight to Hitler. So in other words, the roots of genocide are in this. On the other side, social Darwinism, the application of Darwin to sociology and social theory, an absolute disaster, because this leads to the most reactionary, the most brutal, the most cruel, backward, savage kinds of social policies, right? That the poor should die because it's their fault. They have failed. Or the idea, for example, that war is a good thing because it wipes out the weaker members of the human species.
Well, this is what it does. This is what it does. And correct me if you disagree with this, but I mean, it's just an innate instinct. I know it. To be human is to reach, to build, to recognize beauty, and to want to construct and trailblaze and explore. Certainly, we have the barbarous side to us that is part of our overall balance. But if you just say the barbarism, the brute, anarchy is what humanity is and dive into it, every civilization that does that degenerates. Those that reach for the stars build palaces of enlightenment.
Correct. In other words, the way I would say it is that mankind is potentially good, and the true aspect of humanity is scientific creativity and other forms of creativity. And this is exactly what Darwin never takes into account. You notice these people never talk about technology. They say the array of resources that mankind can draw on is axiomatically fixed. It's always the same.
And notice they control the resources. They're just creating a paradigm of artificial scarcity.
What happens if we come along with a new discovery, a new technology that allows us to define a whole new array of resources or parts of the material universe as resources, right? If we can, instead of having uranium, if we could use seawater as a fuel or sand as a fuel or anything else as a fuel, that would be a step forward. And this is exactly what they never want. And it leads them to these ridiculous consequences. They did this book about the limits to growth in the early 1970s, and they calculated that world society would break down within 20 to 25 years because of the exhaustion of natural resources. Well, it hasn't happened. And what has happened is that in many of those categories, we now have more proven reserves than we did then. John Maria Ortes, back in the 1790s, said that the carrying capacity of the world was 3 billion. That was the absolute upper limit. And now we have charlatans today, quackademics, who come back with the carrying capacity. Well, the carrying capacity changes when technology changes and science gives it the possibility.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, the useful idiots believe all this. The technocrats know they're just selling a collective guilt, so we'll give in to their fake green tyranny that isn't green at all to let them organize our society. And now they're selling everywhere the end of humanity, the world without humans, all these TV shows and books, how sexy it is, how great it is to die. They're giving us a collective will to commit societal suicide so that the globalists can have it all for themselves. They have injected a psychic fail switch into us to flip off our life force survival mechanism, and I am an organic response like a piranha white blood cell against them, and I'm coming for you, and so is Dr. Tarpley. Tarpley, we salute you. Your video's number one on YouTube.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Great job. There he goes. Coming up, somebody else who believes in humanity and our destiny. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Salente here in a moment to cover his latest Trends Journal that is really beginning to come true, that they're setting up the next great war of the 21st century. What is a great war? What is a new world war versus the archetypal idea of World War III, which people think of as war with Russia and nuclear war? But the definition of a world war is multiple continents, Africa, Middle East, Central Asia, more than two countries involved, major powers being sucked in, affecting all major nations on Earth with the dead troops, the economy. It's a world war, and I've got the definitions there, and he predicted it a year ago, and the last 6 months really came out with the breakdown. We're going to be talking to him about the latest developments there and all the news we've got here about the military escalations, including our report that's up on Drudge Report about the biggest Marine Corps drill, and now we're getting word the Army's involved ever on the East Coast in preparation. They're doing amphibious landing drills coming up here in the next week ahead of the Libya invasion. We have it confirmed from inside Fort Hood and other bases that more special forces are going in July, and then the ground force, the 3rd Corps under it, 1st Cav out of Fort Hood, going into Tripoli in late September, early October. So that's coming up in a moment. First, I want to tell you about a special. And this special ends in, what, 2 days, the 23rd? They only run specials like this once a year. You can buy three and get the fourth free of any of eFoodsDirect.com. High quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid. They've got special diet foods. They've got gourmet. They've got raw foods. They've got everything. They've got a whole bunch of different food lines. And they've got the biggest production facility in the country. They can package, what is it, with the new factory they built, 3 million packages, I think you said a week. I mean, they're the big guys. You get discount, they're pro-patriot, highest quality. I bought a lot of storable food and didn't like it. Bought it from these guys, loved it, then approached them as a sponsor 5 years ago, so that's why they're here. And with all the crazy things happening in our world, you need to get eFoodsDirect.com. Give them a call, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Oh, and look here, I can't read. I'm sorry. Offer ends Wednesday, June 22nd. 800-409-5633 or the letter eFoodsDirect.com, banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you know because of commodity prices and food prices going up, they buy their food a year out. That doesn't mean they store it for a year. They buy contracts for, you know, next year's wheat crop, next year's corn crop, next year's soybean crop, next year's beet crop. And they're having to buy a year out. So the food they bought a year ago that just got, you know, harvested and now they're packaging, they're now having to buy out again. The prices have exploded. That's all over the news. Even though you're buying wholesale, it's going to go up. They've done their best job to keep prices low and have not raised prices since last year. But the rising cost of farmers and other suppliers has forced eFoodsDirect to raise the prices, some of their products, beginning July 1st, 2001. So go to eFoodsDirect.com. Don't wait. 800-409-5633. Okay. Some good things are happening. Even the Washington Post had to run the headline today. Obama's negation of hostilities in Libya draws criticism. The White House has officially declared that what's happening in Libya is not hostilities. That's like if I say I'm God and I walk up and shoot you five times in the head and say, Bob isn't dead on the ground with his head blown off. Meanwhile, you're on the ground, the whole top of your head's blown off, you're dead, there's a big pool of blood, and I say, he's not dead. This isn't war, it's kinetic. And it turns out top military advisors, the top Pentagon lawyers, and by the way, they're now reporting throughout the week, even the New York Times is, the president's never gone against these lawyers. The lawyers have said it's illegal, you got to get congressional approval, it's a war, you're making a fool out of yourself saying it's not a war, Mr. Peace Prize winner. And they said, let them eat cake. And so that's now happening. But the good news is, just a month ago, the Washington Post and others were agreeing it wasn't a war. They tried to sell us this manure and tell us that it was chocolate brownies. People didn't even take a bite. They smelled it and said, we know what that is. So the point is they're losing even more credibility because their lies have gotten more brazen. Meanwhile, NATO loses contact with one of their drone choppers. It's so cowardly, they don't even have, you know, troops in the helicopters. Huge Marine drill confirms ground invasion of Libya. That's linked on DrudgeReport.com. From Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo's report. Kinetic military action of war. Libyans are still dead. UN exploits Libyan refugees, calls for taxing rich nations. Another scam. That's just some of the news we have. But to break it down, what he said a year ago, he said it's going to be war. When the economy implodes, when Europe starts going down, and he listed the countries in the order, we all thought it would be Portugal next, but now it's Italy imploding, but that was after Portugal. The point is, it's on. The Chinese are accelerating their dumping of T-bills, FT headline, Financial Times. Trades reveal China shifts from dollar. Joining us via video Skype is Gerald Celente. Always great to have him. You should subscribe to his great journal and valuable info at trendsresearch.com. That's trendsresearch.com. Gerald, thanks for coming on short notice.
Oh, always my pleasure. You know that, Alex.
It was great having dinner with you in New York.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, I'd been up for 2 days covering Bilderberg because my guys were up, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning my time and hadn't had any sleep. So I'm sorry, I was like a zombie.
No, it was a great night. It was fun to get together with everyone.
It was awesome. Now that we've dispensed with the more enjoyable pleasantries, you've really called it accurately. So tell us what's going to unravel with this great world war that they're calling peace.
What we have to look at now is what's going on in Europe, particularly with Greece and Spain. The people are taking to the streets. They know the deal, that there's no change at the ballot box. If you go to the ballot box, there's a jack-in-the-box in there, just another political clown. So they're demanding real change they can believe in. So there's no outs in this. For example, you pick up the news and you see one day Greece is going to be bailed out. The next day they're not. Greece is only a small player with this. And what is the bailout? The bailout means you have a second mortgage. Now they're going to give you a third mortgage, and the IMF is coming in to oversee the deal. All the IMF is, it's the International Mafia Federation. They're the loan sharks of last resort. You need the money, you go to the loan shark. But, you know, they're respectable. You know, they have three names in their name, like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. You know,
and they loan you the money that they got from you in the bailout. That's a beautiful system.
Oh, it is. And here's the deal. Where they tell you, go tax the people. I want the money. You tax the people. You don't bring in enough money. Then they come up with another line. They say we have to privatize. Privatize. I want your bridge. I want your water supply. I want your toll road. Gabish? That's all it is. It's a mafia. They're shaking down these countries. And by the way, people should understand, that's what happened in Egypt that set it up for what happened now. They sold the country out under, quote, privatization, which means taking valuable public resources and selling them to your criminal buddies for pennies on the dollar. So now it's imploding worldwide. As I said a year ago, follow the timeline. The crash of 29, the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, real wars. The panic of 08, the Great Recession / Depression, currency wars, trade wars, real wars. We heard public enemy number one today, Osama bin Bernanke, say he's considering more stimulus.
Of course.
Great. Devalue the dollar more. Drive the people deeper into the ground. Make them pay more for everything. Because the banks need the money. They have to keep the Ponzi scheme going. That's what stimulus is, keeping the Ponzi scheme going. But it's all collapsing. And as I said, when it all collapses, they take you to war.
Did you see the quote? I reread it yesterday, a few months ago, with the Liberty dollar that had been operating for 13 years, coining their own silver and gold. Even AP admitted that's totally legal. There's hundreds of companies that do it. But because he criticized the Federal Reserve, they arrested him, had the federal jury, who convict people 98% of the time, that shows how fake they are, convict him, and then the U.S. attorney on the FBI website said, these people are terrorists, we're going to get anybody that's got gold and silver, anybody that tries to undermine our financial system. Here they are, the foreign banks have done this, the Goldman Sachs have done this. They're wrecking us, and then they're now blaming a company with gold and silver coins that never pretended to be government gold and silver, publicly criticizing it, saying have alternative currencies. We got a whole bunch of states moving to do the same thing, and they're saying you're terrorists for coming after you. And now the Forex came out and said that the way they interpret the new laws, that by July 15th, private sale of gold and silver will be illegal, and the word is now the feds are talking about trying to confiscate. I mean, these people, and I guess America will line up and say, because that's what happened in 1933, okay, here's our gold and silver, give us devalued paper back, and we'll line up, and the cops will have machine guns, and we'll just give it to them, and then they'll publicly ship it to Goldman Sachs and Bank of America like they did in 1933. I mean, I can't believe the stuff they're doing, Gerald.
Well, again, it was all predicted, all foreseeable. It's the biggest bank robbery in world history, and the banks are doing the robbing. And the only way this is going to change is to bring down the banks. And by the way, IMF is actually a verb, like IMF'd or IMF'd up by doing business with them. That's all it is. It's one big international mafia federation. They are robbing us in broad daylight, and the people are taking it. And that's what really discourages me the most, because they're still looking for a political solution. There's no such thing. It's an oxymoron. There's no political solutions.
Very well said, Gerald. But there are some good signs. I mean, Obama says these aren't wars. The mainstream media tries to play along with the emperor is wearing a beautiful outfit. And enough of us stood up like the little kid and said, hey, the emperor's naked. And now all of the media, they're going, yeah, Obama's a kook. Yeah, it is a war. He's super unpopular. Louis Farrakhan acted like he was the second coming. Now Farrakhan has called Obama a murderer. I mean, Obama's stock is going down really, really, I mean, as fast as horse and buggy whip stock went down when Henry Ford opened up his assembly line.
Yes, but it's only temporary. It changes on a dime. Look at the wimpocrats, those wiener liberals that aren't condemning Obama for what he's doing regarding the War Powers Act. Could you imagine if Bush tried to pull this off? They'd be screaming bloody murder. Look at the way the country rallied around Obama with the Osama versus Obama story. You know, you remember the one, you know, we got Osama, and now he's wearing cement shoes and swimming with the fishes. You saw how the people bought that.
That was almost as good. Obama could come out and say that July 25th, a large elf from the North Pole will come down your chimney. And I believe 35% of the public would actually be waiting at their chimneys for Santa Claus.
Exactly. So what's going to happen, Alex, as we predict this, as we're looking forward, watch for a false flag or a real crisis to happen. And the people will rally around Obama. This is as old as the Hitler days, you know, Goering. What you do is you use fear and hysteria to rally the people around the political leader. They did it with Bush. People forget how unpopular he was before 9/11. And there's a guy that couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, he becomes a huge hero.
What do you think of Rick Perry? Because he's been lying and saying he'd never run. We knew internally from people that know him, he is running. He's a protege of TB, also known as Karl Rove. And now he said, oh, I'm going to break my pledge not to run. I may run now. I mean, these guys lie even when there's no reason to lie. Turns out he was the campaign manager of Al Gore, and this is what people think is a conservative.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, if you're voting for the Republicans or Democrats, you're voting for the two-headed, one-party system. You're voting for a continuation of corruption, lies, bigotry, hypocrisy, and helping out their big buddies. And by the way, we're coming out with a trend alert tomorrow or the next day, hopefully tomorrow, and it's going to be the Salenti solution. And essentially what it is that the only way that I can see a more positive future, because people ask me all the time, I come up with the problems, what are the solutions, is a direct democracy. They don't represent us. Perry doesn't represent me. Gore didn't represent me. Bush doesn't. Clinton doesn't. Obama doesn't. Gore doesn't. None of them represent us. They represent the people that give them the most amount of cash to stuff in their pockets. They call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. So on issues of war, on immigration, on health care, on education, do what they do in Switzerland. Let the people vote. And so what we're going to be doing is launching a major effort for the country to move toward a direct democracy. They don't represent me, and they don't know better than I do. I don't know everything. I only know what I know, but I don't need some jerk that's getting payoffs telling me, some little wiener, telling me what I should believe, what I should do, and what's in my self-interest. I'm educated, and here's the example they're going to use. Mr. Salenti, it's not going to work. Why not? We could vote online. Oh, you can't vote online. There'd be fraud. Oh, yeah, you mean like in Illinois? Like in Florida? No, there won't be fraud. We could do what they do if you take it like this. If I could bank online, I could vote online. If I could bank online, I could vote online. Put the power back into the hands of the people. Bring America to we the people.
You know, I hear what you're saying about the Swiss model of direct democracy, but at the same time, they've super navigated and circumnavigated the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The founders were concerned about a direct democracy because they can stage a new false flag or an OBL rabbit out of the hat and then stampede people. In a direct democracy, 51% could vote to enslave 49% of us, but we could have a direct democracy through a constitution and a Republican form of government where there's the basic codes that then can't be overridden. And will we still have courts involved? Let me hear more of your solution and your model on the other side, because the globalists have found a way to circumnavigate our Constitution Bill of Rights. And it's not that that's failed. It's we the people that have let these crooks do this. As long as we're apathetic, any system can be bamboozled and finagled. But we'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From 1910 to 1913. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to do 5 minutes overdrive with Gerald Celente. And I've drawn some silly, quick drawings of the two-headed monster of the Democratic and Republican Party, symbolized by Rick Perry and Obama. and they just trampled over the skeletal remains of the Republic and are leaving some droppings behind for us. And here's another representation of the bloated government, and there's the people, another skeleton-suck guy. And the New World Order government is telling us to tighten our belts, but that they want more money, and that they made the sun come up this morning, that they made the grass grow and the flowers sprout. We owe everything to them. So, there you have it, my friends. There you have it. Going back to Gerald Celente, as we went to break, I made my comments about what type of specific direct democracy are you talking about? Because I see your point, and you're saying, you know, a solution. But wouldn't they just blow up some more World Trade Centers and say the Easter Bunny did it? And that,
they're going to do that anyway, and they're rigging the game the way it is. So we're not getting anything. You take TARP, for example. The vast majority of the people were against it. Take Libya. If they had a vote, people would say no. Let the people vote. Let the people vote. If this isn't a representative democracy. As I said, the only people they represent, the politicians, are the people that give them a lot of cash.
No, you're right. The current system has totally been taken over, and Congress is just like a vending machine, and the ruling globalists just put quarters in it and then get the world in return.
That's right. And you know, I worked up in Albany, as you know. I was the assistant to the Secretary of the Senate. And I was also, in many years, I worked in D.C. I know what it looks like. I was a government affairs specialist for the chemical industry. So, I mean, I know how these things work. And it's the same thing. You know, money talks. And the politicians are talking for the money. And so what I'm saying is, on critical issues, whether it's immigration, whether it's war, whether it's education, name the major issue, health care reform, let the people vote. And we have no vote. And here's the line that they keep throwing to us every election. Well, you know, if you don't vote, you get what you deserve. What do you mean you get what you deserve? A lesser of two evils? Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh, the last person I used to go out with, she was terrible. Oh, this one, she's just rotten. I mean, what lesser of two evils?
We're about to go to break and come back with five more minutes. I just want to point out that our article, Rick Perry announces presidential run, and he's going to run. He lied about the fact that he wouldn't run. He's now breaking that pledge. So we're just announcing for him because we have sources inside. 100%, it's a done deal. And this video exposes a lot of what he's doing, so please help us get that out to everybody. Also, while you're at it, you can visit all the great websites of Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. You can also put in another URL and find the great journal, and folks can sign up today for it and get your trends alerts as well, can't they?
Yes, they can. And also, we're going to have new specials on the Trends in the News features. We now have Hans Himmler, and he's America's favorite Nazi. He escaped Germany, hid in Argentina, and now he's come to America because it feels like home to him. So we're adding a lot more content to the Trends Journal subscribers.
So you're
going to
show the other side, pro-New World Order now. You've got a new contributor.
Oh, yeah. This one really hits home.
Absolutely. Great job on that front. We'll be right back to hit some other important news in Overdrive, Internet only at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or on the audio streams. We're 2 and 5 minutes. And I'll be back on all these great stations tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. If you're listening to us on AM and FM, please spread the word about these great stations and be sure and sponsor them for helping get the truth out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.